As we count down to this year's 100th Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival, WGHN celebrates the men and women of the Coast Guard with 100 years, 100 heroes.
Hi, I'm Annie Baker. Following his nomination by President Nixon in February of 1974, Rear Admiral Owen W. Seiler became the 15th Commandant of the Coast Guard. He accomplished many significant things during his tenure as Commandant. The first month of his term saw the end of the 34-year-old Ocean Station program. He instituted a minority recruiting program that substantially increased the representation of minorities in the service. Moreover, the distinctively unique new Coast Guard uniform, known as the Bender Blues, became the mandatory uniform for all service members under Seiler's term. Also, he was instrumental in arranging to have women cadets admitted to the Coast Guard Academy and the first female officers sent to flight training. Admiral Seiler also prepared his service for its new responsibilities with Congress's passage of the Fisheries Conservation and Management Act of 1976, which increased the Coast Guard's area of jurisdiction along the nation's coastline to over 2 million square miles.
Celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival with 100 Years, 100 Heroes.